Morning, everybody. It's your boy, Richie Rock, and you're tuning in to Rants with Richie Rock. Today, we're talking about the Illuminati. Yes, I said it. The Illuminati. Is it real or not? Are you interested in learning the truth? It's only a Google or YouTube search away from really falling down the rabbit hole of learning the truth about the Illuminati and how they started. Of course, the Illuminati wants to put out to the world, since everyone knows about them, of course they want to put out their own agenda, stating that they're just this enlightening group that once you join, you just become enlightened with the truth. Of course, they want to make it seem okay to join, but there's a lot of Luciferian things that they expect of their higher officials, such as blood sacrifices and, you know, babies eating. I couldn't even say it. It's just disgusting, you know, because a lot of people do believe that the head Illuminati officials are a race of reptilians. Yeah, you heard that right. Reptilians. They're said to be here before us humans. They actually, some scholars think, these are scholar professors, some think that these hybrid Illuminati reptilians actually took us from caveman, manipulated our gene system, and made us smarter so that way we can be the slave race for them. As far as human resources and gold and other things they needed, they used us to get it for them. And a lot of people think they're living in the center of the earth. Some think they even live on the moon, on the dark side of the moon. But hey, that's just a myth of what's going on with the whole Illuminati conspiracy things. Now also, a lot of people do think that the Illuminati are puppeteers for music industry folk, and also actors and actresses, you know, comedians and anyone basically famous. I believe anyone over the $20 million mark that is in the public eye, the Illuminati wants you to join them. They call it a blood sacrifice. You would have to sign your name in blood, and you would have to join the Illuminati tier. It's like a triangle, you know. You start from the bottom and you work your way from the top tiers. Now the top tier is where the billionaires are at, where the Bill Gates, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, those type blue blood type fellas are at the top tier. And it's very hard to get in. As a matter of fact, if you're not even in the bloodline, you would not even be accepted nowhere near the door of the top of the triangle. But with that being said, the reptilian race is said to be Queen Elizabeth and her family, and a lot of those folks over there call her Queen Elizabeth. That was a pull on words. But besides that, if you notice, a lot of these rappers are dying young around us now. And a lot of people are saying that's the part of the blood sacrificing, meaning the top dogs in the industry, the Rick Rosses, the Meek Mills, the Jay-Z's, the Dre's, the 50 Cent's, those guys are putting artists on just for purposes of their blood sacrifice. And they're making them bigger than life. They're giving them deals, money, cars, all the things they want, and as soon as it's time for their sacrifice, they send them out for the offering. And that's a big part of why these young rappers are dying so early, with a lot of people believe that. In case like the Pop Smoke guy that just passed, a lot of people are saying that was 50 Cent's sacrifice. 50 Cent had made a lot of sacrifices for the Illuminati, including some believe his own son. And you can look up that on YouTube if you'd like. And I'm not saying that everything you see or hear on YouTube is correct, because it's not. There is a lot of bullshit on YouTube. You just have to weed out from the truth. And it only takes research. That's all it takes. Research. A credible source. You don't just believe everything you hear. Like, you don't have to believe everything I'm telling you. I always say, do your research, and you would be enlightened like the Illuminati, but without all the sacrifices and drinking baby blood and whatever else they're credited to doing. It's disturbing. But as of right now, my theory on the Illuminati is that they're real, because there is a lot of evidence out there to support. Maybe they're not called the Illuminati. Maybe that's a smokescreen to what they're really called. But even if it's not, you know, I know that there's another evil force out there that's manipulating everything, puppeteering behind scenes, because not everything is coincidental. Because a lot of these murders and a lot of these things that are happening from numerology aspects. A lot of them, if you take a look at a lot of these crime scenes and stuff, they happen at certain times of the day. They happen on certain times of the month, certain days of the calendar. Even certain times the moon is in a certain alignment. It's the solstice and stuff like that. Those sacrifices occur on days like that, and they're big into numerology. So a lot of these things are done by the numbers. Like, a lot of these people die at certain times of the day, or in a certain type of car, or in a certain type of area. It just, if you read into the numbers, if you're big into numerology, you can unlock certain codes of what they see. Because that's how they know a sacrifice was made. If by watching the news or anything, they'll hear certain codes and know, okay, that was that. And if you are enlightened, you would know as well. And that's what makes being a truth seeker very special, is unlocking a lot of the mystery around us, seeing what other people cannot see. That's called being woke. Anyway, are you into the Illuminati conspiracies? Let me know. Write in the comments. Let me know what you think. If you know information, let me know, because I would love to learn information. And all, I always look back and fact check, so don't feed me any bullshit. Anyway, you guys have a blessed day. And remember, only God can judge us. So do you, okay? You tuned in with Rants with Richie Rock. I'm out.